Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories. A health scare on the Upper East Side as the City Department of Health is investigating a cluster of Legionnaires' disease. Dr. Alistair Martin, the department commissioner, he tells 1010 Winds.
We're getting to work doing the investigative work and beginning to inspect every single one of those cooling towers that's in that radius. That's over 200 cooling towers.
Yeah, the initial caseload was two people, but as of this morning, there is a community cluster of 10 cases. They are not associated with one specific building, but the neighborhoods of Carnegie Hill and Yorkville. The health department says if you live in those areas and you are experiencing flu-like symptoms, you need to go see a doctor as soon as possible. The number of homeless people in the city continues to climb. The yearly homeless outreach population survey came out. It shows a growth of more than 400 people over last year for a total of just shy of 5,000 people. Dave Giffen, the executive director for the Coalition of the Homeless, he tells 1010 Winds.
It's really an indication of what a terrible job the city has been doing at addressing the five-decade-long homelessness crisis. There's no reason for people to have to sleep on the streets in a city as wealthy as New York.
While 5,000 people are homeless, those numbers do not include the more than 82,000 people who sleep in city shelters. On Thursday, it was a scare when a shark was sighted on Long Island, but on Friday, those fears came true when a man was bit by what authorities say was likely a shark.
It was like scary because like a lot of people were in the water.
This 11-year-old was with her family when she says the man was bitten by a shark on the foot here at Field 6 at Jones Beach.
He had a rag all over his foot, and he had, like, blood all over his foot.
Was he, like, crying or screaming? Or?
No, he was, like, calm, but I heard him say, like, I don't want to look at it.
Another beachgoer says she saw the man being carried to the ambulance.
And then they pulled everybody out, keeping everybody out for at least an hour, hour and a half.
The beach spokesperson says the man will be okay, and it is suspected that it was a shark bite. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Got to be careful if you are headed down the shore, like our new friend Finn, who I know is listening, brand new listener to 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. Well, if you are having a feud with your neighbor, you could be featured in a new HBO reality series. The producers of the show Neighbors have been posting all over New Jersey Facebook groups, asking residents to tell their horror stories about neighbors from hell. They say they're looking for things like fights about property lines, noise complaints, parking conflicts, and dogs that won't stop barking. If you're interested in sharing your neighbor from hell story, you check out HelloNeighborsTV.com. Trees, power lines, especially in Queens and Brooklyn, New Jersey, they came down. Tens of thousands of people still without power this morning. Con Ed, just about 11,000 people. PSE&G says 25,000. JCP&L, very hard hit. Central New Jersey, parts of northwestern New Jersey, just shy of 150,000 customers without power. If you're out on Long Island, you were spared the brunt of it, it looks like. Just about 300 folks without power. Now, here in the city, the concerns do remain about today's heat.
We already have been through a lot. We're hoping that this is the last extreme hot day, and then things break a little bit. But, you know, New Yorkers are really being put through it. We've had several hundred cooling centers open each day. You can go to nyc.gov/beat the heat or call 311 to find a cooling center near you.
Got so bad yesterday, two people waiting in line to just get into a city pool passed out. It happened in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, at the McCarran Park pool. A 12-year-old boy and a young adult both fainted. They were waiting for the Parks Department to open things up so they could cool off, and they just went down. They're both going to be okay, according to officials. Now, concerns about the weather could put a bit of a damper on the fireworks show for tonight, the man-made fireworks. I mean, we might see a gorgeous lightning show, courtesy of Mother Nature. With all the fireworks, too, you got to be cautious of your furry friends. We do see a ton of frightened pets when the fireworks go off.
The 4th of July is consistently one of the busiest times of the year for lost pets. Shelters across the U.S., they usually see between 30 and 60% increases in lost pet intakes during the day surrounding July 4th.
Yeah, you want to keep your pet at home. Dr. Carly Fox, senior emergency vet at the Animal Medical Center, she says do what you can to make your pets comfortable during the blasts. You can play calming music, she says, to try and muffle the sounds. Now, ahead of tonight's festivities during the day side, we've got the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
The number one ranked eater in the world. 17-time Nathan's Famous Champion of the World. From Indianapolis, Indiana, the great Joey! Chestnut.
Yeah, reigning champ Joey Chestnut holds the men's record, slurping down 76 wieners down his gullet. Women's champ Mickey Sudo will defend her championship win of 51 dogs. The women's competition gets underway at 10:45. The men's competition is at noon. And, of course, today we've got the Sail 4th 250 event. Class B ships, the tall ships, have been arriving in New York Harbor over the past several days. The Sail 4th parade begins this morning at 9:30. Ships will sail north on the Hudson from the Verrazano up to the George Washington Bridge. Big change, though. Sail 4th with an announcement this morning. Because of the flash storm that moved through last night, the premier access area on Governor's Island sustained significant damage. They say they assessed the site. They say it's not safe, so they're going to cancel premier access viewing. So if that's something you purchase, you're going to have to figure out somewhere else to go. They say they're looking at how to properly refund people who purchased those specific tickets. And while the boats are going up in the sky, more than 100 aircraft expected to fly in formation over the boats. The International Aerial Review gets underway at 10:15. A lot of people going to see this. Organizers say up to 10 million people are expected along the 15 miles of shoreline over those viewing locations. Police are investigating after a 33-year-old man entered the Muslim Center of New York in Queens with a BB gun. Congresswoman Grace Meng telling 1010 Winds she hopes people will learn from this incident.
We are seeing the rise of Islamophobic rhetoric here in New York and throughout the country, and words have consequences. I think it's really important that we make sure that we condemn this type of rhetoric.
To be clear, the suspect, identified as 33-year-old Sheikh Haik from Buffalo, is not charged with a hate crime. He was charged with criminal possession of a weapon and menacing. A 52-year-old man is dead. He was punched in the face during an argument in Brooklyn. Kamal Karakatal was near the corner of Pitkin and Van Sicklin Avenues in East New York at about 8:30 Thursday night, got into a beef with some other guy. They started swinging fists, and Karakatal got punched in the face. He fell. The other guy ran away. Karakatal was pronounced dead at Brookdale University Hospital. Police are looking for the other man. More fisticuffs in Queens. Unknown suspect punched an 81-year-old man in the face after they got into an argument over whose turn it was to use a recycling machine. This happened Wednesday morning at about 11:30 in Flushing, the intersection of Elder and Casina Avenues. The victim taken to Queens Hospital and treated. He's going to be okay, cops say, but they are looking for his attacker. And another punching incident, this one very early this morning in the subway in Manhattan, 2:30 this morning, West 4th Street Station on a northbound D train. Police tell us a 61-year-old man was punched in the face by an unknown assailant. That victim treated at a local hospital. Well, just about 1,000 of Taylor and Travis's closest friends were welcomed to New York for the big day. I feel like it didn't get enough media coverage. We should have been talking about this more. Taylor and Travis got married and New Yorkers went, okay.
Did Taylor and Travis really need to shut down Midtown for this? That seems to be all the talk here, Evan and Caroline say.
I mean, it's Taylor Swift. What do you expect? Like, when you would go into different cities for the concerts, they'd shut it down. Everything would be Taylor-themed, the bars and everything. So it makes sense that New York is shutting down for her.
We were just talking to people, and they were saying, like, for the Knicks, right? Like, they shut down a big part of it, too, right? So it's like any big event, you're going to have to do that.
And Sarah.
I mean, we live in New York City, and this is just kind of like a daily occurrence. There's always something, and that's the beauty of New York. We embrace and celebrate everybody.
Well, like it or not, Taylor's ending the night with a ring on her finger and a lifetime of love. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Garden.
And a bit of a surprise, too. Adam Sandler was the wedding officiant, who was described in the wedding invite as a friend of the couple.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.